What up, y'all? Welcome to the Ball Brothers. I'm Kev on stage. This is Tony the Baker, Tony Boulanger. This podcast is an excuse for me and Tony to hang out and you to not do some work.
Yeah.
Okay? Forget all that, man. It'll be over there when you finish it. Laundry, work, kids' homework, man. Forget it. Spend 30 to 37 minutes with us.
Quit That's your job. You turn your back on your family. Turn your back is what you're saying.
Your family. Become a gambling addict. Sell your body, man. Join our Patreon.
Yes.
Today's episode, the top ways black people get off the phone.
Yes.
What do this we be right saying to alley. Get off the phone?
This is right up my alley. Get me out of here,
I think
man.
You first, Tom.
All right. All right, man. That's it. All right, man. I'll say now, all right, man, I'm getting the hell off this phone.
Absolutely.
I don't even sugarcoat. All right,
man, is enough, though.
All right, man.
All right, man.
Yeah. Whether I'm talking to man, woman, all right, man.
You full, you done?
Yeah, I'm out. You because I answer the phone now, I'll be like, what are you doing? You know I don't like this. What you doing? That's how I answer.
Oh, my God.
All right, man.
It's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. I'm going to let you go.
Yes. That's the classic.
I'm going to let you go.
Yeah.
I want to get off the phone.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let you go.
All right. Let me
go. Now, don't be confused. Actually, I'm going to just leave it there. You can't do I'm going to let you go and add something else. But I'm going to say that for later. I'm going to say that later.
Right, I'm going to let you go.
Because I'm going to let you go, man. You can easily go. I'm like, I got to get in that house.
Right.
But I'm going to let you go
mm-hmm.
is my probably my favorite.
I had that wrote down. Let me let you go.
All right.
Let me get these kids together.
Love it.
Let me get these kids together. People be saying that the kids is grown and out of the house. Let me get these kids together. Your kids moved out.
My kids, but you know,
you trying to get rid of me?
Got to.
Yeah, let me get these kids squared away, man.
Because once you say, "Let me get these kids," what?
Ain't nobody gonna fight you on the other side.
Nobody gonna fight you.
You can always blame the kids.
Can
and people back off.
Let me get these kids together.
But your kids is 32. Living, they got their own families, yeah, but they calling me. They don't know how to raise their own kids. Man, let me let these kids.
The truth of the matter is, let me do blank.
Yeah.
Is black.
Let me get on in here.
Let me get on. Well, I was going to say next. Let me get on in this house and check on these goldfish. You could say, let me do anything.
Let me
get in here and wipe these camera lenses off.
Let me
for
get
my
on,
next podcast shoot.
Get on in there.
You gotta do what? I'll catch you next time. But by the time they check it with you, they like, what did he say? Let me get in here and shave my left balls. Just the left. Let me get a little hairier than the right.
Let me get on in here and turn pages and not really even take in the text. What? Yeah. All right. Let me get on in here and look at these sheets.
Look at these sheets.
Let me get on in here and reorganize the cereal box. What? Yeah, I'm gonna just go ahead. What you got? All berries? Yeah, I'm gonna rearrange the berries.
I'm gonna take some of the all berries with the original Captain Crunch and make Captain Crunch with berries. I'm gonna make Crunch berries in personally by hand, handful at a time. Separate boxes that I'm gonna make one box. So it's gonna be a family size box. Let me get in here and make Crunch berries manually. How you do that? You take the all berries and you take the regular.
It's a long story. All right, man. Then you go back to the other one. All right, man. Since you didn't want to let me go on that one. Let me get on here and make these picnic baskets from scratch. You know, with the basket itself, yeah, I'll make baskets on Wednesdays.
See, you hit on something, Tone. It's the voice trail off.
Oh, yeah.
You can get anything. Let me get in here and vote for Trump real quick for Kamala. Go ahead and wait, what'd you say? Nothing, man. Republican, make America great again. Oh, hey, hold on. What was you going to do? Let me get in here and make sure these abortions are happening after the 9 months. No, nobody's doing that. They said it on the debate.
Let me get in here and eat these dogs and cats.
Trail off is key. Let me get in here and beat my meat to oblivion to Judge Judy. Because the way she yells at people really turn me up. You do what to who? Yeah, man, I'll catch you later. People's court.
Let me get on in here and pee on these pantsuits, man. You know what I'm saying? I just pee on them every morning. Wait, what was that you said?
Listen, y'all. We all know how vital rest and sleep is, but we also know how important that temperature is. And the temperature is everything. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're in a relationship, y'all got to be temperature compatible out here. You know what I'm saying? Is she running cold? You running hot? Y'all got to come together on the temperature y'all can both live with. And that goes with your sleep. Whether you're in a relationship or you solo dolo, you can't be too hot or too cold when you go to sleep. So your nighttime bedroom temperature has a huge impact on your sleep quality. If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Miracle Made sheets are inspired by NASA and use a silver-infused fabric that are temperature-regulating so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. All night. All night long. Yeah, that good temperature, you know what I'm saying? These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh three times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Y'all get some foul-smelling sheets out there? Comfort and quality is important. Miracle Sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than the sheets used by some five-star hotels. Designed for your skin, stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. So, go to trymiracle.com/bald to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. That's trymiracle.com/bald. And you can get that 40%. And if you use our promo code BALD at checkout, you'll get a free three-piece towel set and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you get a full refund. Man, who else is giving you those kind of deals? Who else is giving you those kind of deals and coming with that kind of confidence, man? Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/bald and use the code BALD to claim your free three-piece tile set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/bald to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode.
All right, nah, I'm out of here.
Let me go in here and flush two toilets at a time. I got a whole system. I got a connecting piece to the. I cut a hole in the downstairs bathroom. It's right above the upstairs. I got a pole. I could flush both toilets, man. I got to do that three times before I go to bed.
Let me go on in here and rearrange these litter box kernels by hand. You know what I'm saying?
The kernels
by hand, you know.
Kernels is funny.
Kernels is always funny, man.
Yes, that's good and black. I'm gonna go old school.
Okay.
I don't know if y'all remember this one.
Oh, you remember not one? Not that old school, but you went little. Okay,
I went little
one. I never understood that.
I don't know where did one come from,
I
y'all.
I never understood one.
What was it? Is it shorter version of one love?
I don't know.
One.
Nobody ever knew.
What happened, blacks? One.
I heard it on Belly. I was like, oh, that's what y'all saying?
I feel like it was East Coast based.
Mm.
And I know I started saying it when I lived in North Carolina, which is East Coast South, depending on how you feel. But I said one for a, it was a good little.
So you was using it.
Oh, I was big one. I feel like girls like that. All right, baby girl. One.
Oh, you said it to the women folk? With the fumbled hang-up? You strike me as a type that fumbles the hang-up.
Toe. Nothing ruined the coolness. Because it don't hang up till the button hits the clicker.
No,
you can hear the clicker clack. How do I strike you as a phone?
No, because I just picture you just, because as soon as you get off the phone, I just picture you already on to the next, whatever you about to do. So you're like, all right, one. You already looking for your next. So you're not focused on the actual hang up. You already on to the next.
That's so true.
Like, one.
Yeah.
Or you might not even completed the task, and then your mom come in, who didn't hang up this phone? I'm expecting a call. Oh.
Dang, that's so crazy. If you didn't hang up the phone right, the phone wouldn't even ring again.
You missed the call.
We was calling one phone number for 5 different people.
Yes.
Hello, is Tony there?
And if you got the busy tone,
oh,
you was on that phone.
Man, that's crazy.
That was a different time.
You was on that. Is Tony there? Tony is outside. Why your mom be mad?
I don't know why they always had attitude.
Tony's outside. Okay? He's not here. How am I supposed to? I gotta,
why was they mad at us for calling?
I got to ask you if he's home.
The parents always gave attitude.
Why y'all mad at
me? And I was polite.
How many
phone.
Times you calling? He's outside. Oh. I don't know where.
Okay.
My mom would cut the person off. Hello, it's Kevin. He's playing basketball. He said he was playing basketball. I don't know where. All right? I got somebody on the other line.
Wait, so if you had somebody on the other line, why was you fumbling with the hang-up? Because if you was really on the other line, you would just press the button. Boys!
Your mom is mean. I don't like calling your house. Your mom is mean.
Listen, y'all. When it comes to these big, you know, wireless providers, you know what I'm saying? What you see is never what you get. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. With Mint Mobile, though, you'll never have to worry about gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. $15 a month when you buy that 3-month plan. All right? I don't want to say no names, but you know, I got a friend, a close friend, and, you know, she had recently took a trip overseas and came back to this ridiculous bill. And so, you know, they never give you all the upfronts and make it clear and concise so you know what's going on when you need to know what's going on. So say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages, all right? Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. 3 months, $15 a month, man. You can't beat that. To get this new offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/BBP. That's mintmobile.com/BBP. B as in boy, P as in Penelope. That's mintmobile.com/BBP. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/BBP. All right. Now, $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to about $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Yo, so it was this dude who used to call my mom all the time. His name was Milford Hackett. And he had a distinct voice. He was like, "Man, I speak when Sandy plays." Tell her Milford Hackett call. He always gave his first and last name. Yes. Dead serious.
"Man, I speak when Sandy plays."
"Man, I speak when Sandy plays." Tell her Milford Hackett called. And he would call often.
Yeah.
And I knew it was him. I would ask Mass who's calling every time.
Because
I knew he was going
to
say Milford Hackett. And I could hear him just be like, "Milford Hackett." And I'd be like, every time, man, I knew it was him. I'd be like, "Mass is calling." And he would hear me smiling when it's, "Hello, Milford Hackett called." He had a briefcase.
Sure. Your name, Milford Hackett, you got a car phone. He got hit the for sure.
He definitely had the combination lock on that damn briefcase.
Oh, man, let me just.
Milford Hack.
Got the couch receivable right here for you, Sandy.
Anybody call? Milford Hackett called.
We would really have to write down. Yes. People. This person called.
Yep.
And this, and they said, call him back.
Fred Hubbard called. Milford Hackett. These was the cast that was calling my mom. Fred Hubbard.
Oh, my God.
Milford Hackett.
Your mama had good working man's name. Man. They had a lunch.
Fred Hubbard.
He had a thermos.
He was a cab driver.
Oh, he got a thermos in the driver's seat. The passenger seat.
He always gave me money, man. I love Fred. Yeah.
Tell him Fred Hubbard, I got to run nights tonight. Tell Sandy I said hello. Pour my little black coffee in my thermos. Fred Hubbard, man.
Fred Hubbard.
Yellow cab. I've been on the line 17 years.
I love Fred, man. He broke bread.
Where's
Fred Hubbard at? You know what I'm saying?
Take a little something for yourself, Tom.
Oh, man. All right, Fred. That's how you got rid of me as a kid. Cash me out. I won't be in your face after that.
All right, Tom, you up.
Oh, so, all right. So
One.
I wrote down. Oh, okay. So I wrote down. Let me see what they're talking about in here. That's when you're talking to somebody that's on the phone when they going to a business or whatever. And y'all been talking, and you hear them fumbling and moving and getting out the car. All right, let me go in here and see what they're talking
see
about.
What they talk
see what
they're
talking about. That's how you get
out. I want to see what they're talking about in the place I'm at now. Let me see. I was at a different place when we started. I'm at the place I'm I was going.
You hear the whole transition.
Yeah.
You hear them leaving the house, locking the door, getting in the car. Beep, beep, beep. You hear the car start up, the driving. You done switch over the speaker.
Oh.
And then they get out, you hear the key collection.
Oh, that's so funny, man.
Bags getting acquired, and then they be like, let me go in here and see what they talking about.
Oh, my God.
Hit me up.
Oh, that's funny. I'm going to do this one. I'm getting this bed.
Oh, yeah.
Because I am a getting this
I'm
bed.
I'm getting this bed.
I'd be waking up to text messages that were sent at 9:38. I'd be like, who is this? All right, I was in that bed. I will get off that phone and go to bed.
You'll get off the phone to go to bed.
I really will.
Yeah.
Melissa, when we be on the road, baby, all right, I'm tired. Let me get in this bed.
Oh, she be keeping immediately.
Tone. Goodbye. Be sleep before the satellite can ping with the phone is off. If I had a show, there's so many text messages in my phone where I will text her, she'll text. If there's a 2-minute space,
yeah.
So what you said?
You gone.
And I wake up, I text her at 9:34. She responded at 9:36.
God. That window is tight.
God, you better hit. It better be buzzing. The moment I hit you, it better be buzzing right back. Because I swear,
man.
Tucked, man. I mean, how you fall asleep in 2 minutes?
That's all it takes, man.
I fell asleep yesterday, phone in. I was uploading a video, Tone. Woke up when my phone hit the ground. That's it. I was sitting in a desk.
Out of here.
Oh, in a desk. Didn't know what's time. I said, let me post this.
Church I'll be out. Doing that when I'm in the bed. I'll be on the phone. I'll be like, all right, man. Sometimes I'm catching up on pool with y'all, you and Marcus. Because Marcus, I play pool with you, and I play pool and archery with Marcus. So
you
like,
play two games with him?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I like archery, Lee.
We can incorporate that. I didn't know you wanted the archery as well.
I played tanks with JoJo.
Oh, all right.
I played tanks with Marcus.
Same man.
No. Keep it with you and Marcus. Have your own thing.
Oh, man. I want
it's probably
archery.
Your turn, too, on the pool.
No, it's on you.
Opponent's move.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. You just did that while we was here.
Nah.
So, but I'll be in that. Once I get in the bed at home at night, my clock is
it's over.
Slim. I'll be like...
Because you're in the bed.
Because Because my plan is, all right, you know what? I'm going to start this movie. I'm going to get this going. Let me just check this on the...
Get your whole headquarters set up.
Because my plan is, I got it planned out. I was like, yeah, I'm going to finish this movie. I'm going to watch that movie because I ain't seen it in a while. Let me just check and see, you know, what my views is. Face down, shirts getting put on. I went to sleep shirtless the other night, woke up with a shirt on.
For real?
Yeah. I was like, what the hell is this?
You put a shirt on?
The shirt was on when I woke up.
I could see you taking a shirt off. You hot.
It was
but
on.
Going to sleep shirtless and waking up.
I don't even remember where that shirt was. Like, when
you got up and went to your drawer.
I don't remember none of this.
You remember to close the drawer?
Yeah, the shirt was on the right side. Like how?
You got a tie on?
Cut to the surveillance footage. It's midnight. Like, and then Daps is straightening it out. Yeah, I'm like, how do y'all get in here?
They said this in the Patreon too. I forgot about this. I fell asleep on live on Patreon.
Oh wow!
I was on the road chopping it up. Angel and Josh was on the road with me. They calling me. Cam, you sleep on live.
Could they see you?
Yes, I was on. I was, yeah, man. So anyway, the show was. I don't even know how you could just talk. I was talking, Tone. That was just like, so that's when the cookie crumbled. Yeah. Sleep for a minute, Tone. Angel was watching on the live. They was like calling me. I woke up to my phone buzzing. It's like, Kev, you sleep online.
I fall asleep during the watch party sometimes. But to be on camera, you was
on
like,
camera, Tone.
So this is the crazy part about Nashville.
I don't know what I was doing. Because you know after a show be tough to like wind down for a minute?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm about to be up. Sleep was like, come
Sleep
here, man.
Sleep was like, nah, you didn't clear that with me. Sam Hill was like.
I was asleep for a little, probably like 5 minutes.
Man.
Lucky I didn't do nothing crazy in my sleep, but tucked.
Okay, peeps, this episode is brought to you by iRestore, the clinically proven game-changing hair growth device that's here to help you turn back the clock on hair loss. Listen up, fellas. If your hairline has less coverage than your football team secondary, it's time to take action. Now, I know what y'all thinking. Y'all like, but Tony, this is the Ball Brothers, man. Y'all bald. What you talking about hair for? Hey, man, listen, man. That's none of my business. iRestore's FDA-cleared laser and LED system isn't just another gadget. It's a scientifically advanced approach to hair restoration that you can use right at home. All right, the iRestore Elite, the most powerful device on the market, is engineered with 500 lasers and LEDs designed to provide maximum scalp coverage and deliver the energy necessary to revive dormant hair follicles. The iRestore Elite uses low-level light therapy, the LLLT, a treatment that has been clinically proven to stimulate cellular activity within your hair follicles. This stimulation increases blood flow to the scalp, delivering essential nutrients and oxygen to help you reduce inflammation, one of the key factors to contribute to hair loss. In just a few months, you'll start to see noticeable improvements as your hair regains its vitality without the need for drugs, painful procedures, or expensive surgeries. It's the most non-invasive, pain-free, and drug-free way to bring your hair back to life. Back to life. Back to reality, backed by real science. Whether you're just starting to see that hairline retreating or you never take that hat off, iRestore can change your life. For a limited time only, our listeners get $625 off their order when you use the code BALD at iRestoreLaser.com. That's your order at iRestoreLaser.com with the promo code BALD. And I know, I get it. You're like, but Tony, you're bald. But hey, listen, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you need to get that hey, that eyebrow touched up. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? Are you ready to get the medical grade red light treatment at home to regrow your hair? For a limited time only, our listeners get $625 off their order when you use the code BALD at iRestoreLaser.com. That's your order at irisstorelaser.com with the promo code BALL. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. That's all we ask, man. Just tell them that we sent you. Don't forget to put that bald in there. Hair loss is frustrating. You don't have to fight it alone thanks to iRestore.
Yo, we should make a movie about the Sandman feeling disenfranchised because everybody's sleep patterns is trash now because of the social media and phone overstimulation. So I feel like I'm not.
He ain't really knocking people out like he used to.
Yeah, and it's just like.
Because you really will be there. Just sometimes I just be scrolling TikTok like, man, just put it down.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't get in there. I go in there, I slap people, and then they wake back up. And I'm like,
that happens now, all the time.
I feel like I got performance anxiety. And you could be my, I don't know if you could be my publicist or my therapist or my, whatever the case may be. It's like.
Sandman having performance anxiety is really.
The Sandman, because I'm not hitting them like I used to. I used to knock people right out on the button.
It ain't click.
10 p.m. That's how I do. I slap everybody to sleep. Either a slap or a punch. Everybody. And then I walk out of the room like, girl. And then they wake back up and look at their phone. I'm like, and I go back over there.
Stay down.
And then I try to walk back out. I get in the car. And then I get there like, boom, so-and-so just woke back up.
He can't get off of work. Like. He can't get off of work if people don't go to bed. Now he's working 12 hours. He's right. Going to sleep. He can't go to sleep.
Nah, I can't go to sleep.
Nah, I can't go to sleep. He's smacking himself.
My sand ain't as potent no more.
That sounds like a Pixar movie.
Man. Because Pixar be having them fire ideas.
They do, man. They done missed a little bit, though. But they Inside Out, too. Woo!
I still got to watch that.
Tom!
I got to see that. I still ain't watched
Heat.
It. Yeah.
Heat.
I got to watch that.
They can keep this going forever.
Because the first one was so genius.
I use it all the time.
Yeah. That it's first such one was a genius. Good.
I love, like, when the emotions was mixing.
Yeah.
Because when you're a baby, it is, I'm happy, I'm sad.
That's it.
Whatever. But as you know, in the new one, I'm not going to spoil it. They just said, nostalgia is joy plus sadness.
Ooh.
That's nostalgia.
Is nostalgia in two?
A little bit.
Who are the new emotions in the second one?
Anxiety is in there. Mm. Embarrassment is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Ennui.
I was. What is ennui?
It's like, don't care. She's like a French.
It's JoJo.
Oh, it's supposed to be ennui.
It is. It's ennui. Yeah. I couldn't think of the name. She's French. She's like on the couch. Whatever. It's dumb. I don't care.
Wow.
It's like that. But it's like very like lackadaisical. My belly came out.
Do they still have the main
girl's in there? Anxiety is like the main
new person.
Yeah. Is
that that crazy wild looking one?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, and also I think Envy is in there because Ayo, or maybe it's Ayo. Ayo Edebiri is in there.
Oh, okay.
Too. It's good, man.
I never said her name out loud, but I know who you're talking about. Maya Hawke is in there? Maya Hawke has been anxiety. Booking stuff.
Maya Hawke is in there?
She's anxiety, yeah.
I thought it was Emma Watson. Who's Maya Hawke?
Who is
Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman's daughter.
Yeah.
That's they baby?
Yeah.
Is
she being Stranger Things?
She's 20. I did not know that was their child.
When you look
She's
at
in Stranger Things.
Like,
now
okay.
I see that.
Yeah, you see it now. These kids is working.
Stranger Things. I didn't know Denzel had like 3 kids that are actors.
Wait, he does?
Yes, they got a movie coming out to get. Nigga, her mom? Oh, that's her.
That's her.
Oh, okay. I was like, dang.
Oh, you talking about the top picture of the.
That's her. Is that her? Maya?
Yeah, that's her. That's.
She was in Stranger Things, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's when I first seen her. I was like, oh.
She was good in that.
Oh, she was.
Yeah, they finna make it a game, but, bro, them kids is.
They getting old.
They going to be the age of the dad now.
Yeah.
They in other movies as full adults now. Mm-hmm.
They out here.
Man, I did not know that was Ethan Hawke, baby.
These kids is killing, man.
They are killing. Who is her mom?
Uma Thurman.
Where is Uma at?
Chilling.
Are they still married or not?
I don't think so. I think they split.
Dang, that girl is half her, half her.
Mm-hmm.
Half
Perfect
him, half
blend.
Her.
She is perfect blend.
Ethan Hawke is a good actor. I think he's underrated.
I think he is too, Tone. He was.
Because he brings in everything I see him in. And it's like never like overly showy.
Nope.
But he be delivering every time.
Did you see that movie? Okay, it was Netflix. It was Mahershala.
Oh, yeah.
Julia Roberts.
Where the world, there was something going on in the world. Yeah.
I hated that ending, but he was good. That ending pissed me off. Yeah,
I didn't like the ending either.
I said, man, oh, my God.
I hate ambiguous endings. Wrap the shit up and put a bow on that bitch.
Don't leave it up to me,
leave it up to me.
I came in here to see what you think.
Yes.
Don't leave it up to me. I'm not the person.
Don't leave nothing up to me.
That movie felt like it was just running up against something, and then it ended. I said, I'll kill everybody in this movie. Turn it back on. I'll kill them myself.
We put up with all that attitude from Julia Roberts for this.
Man.
You motherfuckers.
Pissed me off.
I was hot.
You got any more?
What else did I write down?
71 emails, man. What's going on? I'm talking to Tony, y'all.
Nah, it's pretty much.
Yeah, let me see these emails and let y'all go.
Let me talk to these people.
We gonna let y'all go, man.
Yeah, I think that's it.
You know, the Tesla scene was dope. All right, y'all. We'll see you next time.